Hi, everyone. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Normally, you'd be listening to Colin Bailey right now with his show Soapy Serenades. But instead, it's the Todd Hunter Family Takeover today. This is Rick Todd Hunter. I've got four guests with me, sorry. We're going to be playing some banging tunes here today. Thanks for joining us. Let's start things off with a little Bishop Allen, great local band, with the song Shanghai here on WMFO.
Smashing the pieces and the pieces on the ground. And you didn't even try to deny it. You said that you needed it quiet. They were playing, and you had to get away from the sound. Well, don't hide away too high or low. I'd really like to see you, don't you know? Don't hide away, please keep in close. Cause if I can't seem to find you, then you'll stay alone. By your own admission, there's nothing left to eat in the kitchen. And the garbage and the clutter are piling up out in the hall. Well, you know I'm gonna write you a letter every day like you were a debtor. So you might as well pick up the phone and give me a call. Well, don't hide away too high or low. I'd really like to see you, don't you know? Don't hide away, please keep in close. Cause if I can't seem to find you, then you'll stay alone.
We should be hearing some background music here. You guys, there it is. Oh, and that's the wrong music. What the hell is going on here? I see. Wrong setup. Anyway, you can tell that you're not in the hands of Colin right now because all heck is breaking loose here in the studio. I'm Rick Todd Hunter. You're listening to WMFO 91.5 Medford FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm here with Chaz, Pete, Callie, and Felix. My co-DJs for today, and there's already some beefing on the other side of the table here over who gets to set the headphone volume. That's great. That's terrific, guys.
Shout out to Colin.
Absolutely.
I need to hang out with Colin again, and thanks for letting us take his radio show today. That was very nice of him.
We're going to do our very best not to completely ruin his reputation.
No promises.
No promises. Absolutely. So, guys, did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Everyone had a good Christmas?
Very successful.
I think so. It was good. So. You were there.
I was there. I was wondering, do you guys have a particularly vivid memory of Christmases past? Is there one holiday memory that really stands out to you as being especially powerful?
There's the time that we dropped the Christmas tree on our dog.
That's true. That's true. We did drop a Christmas tree on the dog.
He was fine.
He was just rattled, right? That was the time that we ended up having to tether the Christmas tree to the wall, so it didn't
tether the dog
again.
To the wall, so he couldn't fall into the Christmas tree.
No, we don't tether dogs to walls.
I was thinking about this, that the only toy that I still have that I got when I was a kid mm-hmm. is the tiny little mouse that you mm-hmm. got me, because mm-hmm. all I wanted was a toy mouse, and I think it's from a pet store.
It was a cat toy. You said you wanted a mouse for Christmas. Much like the time that Chaz said he wanted a robotic bat for Christmas.
I still do.
you haven't scored that robotic bat yet?
Not yet.
A baseball bat or like an animal bat?
An animal bat.
Is there a large market for robotic bats out there? Is that a big...
Yeah, if you're out there and you have one.
they do make like a bat toy that tethers to your ceiling, and it flies in a circle on like a string.
Would that do it for you?
I'm sold.
This is Chaz Todhunter for roboticbats.com.
I think the Christmas that I remember distinctly is actually getting my first iPod.
Oh,
which
yeah,
is
true.
Particularly fitting sure. right now. But
yeah.
The iPod Touch with the, it was like 50-50 screen and little mm-hmm. control circle.
Yeah.
Oh, back when the dinosaurs were around, right?
Okay.
That's great.
Show ruined. Chuz, do you still have that iPod Touch?
I think it's somewhere. Or it's not. It was like the Nano.
Oh, okay.
For the iPod Touch. I think it's still around somewhere.
Yeah, we probably still have it. It's probably still loaded with all your middle school big hits.
Green Day.
Hey, actually, Green Day's not so bad. I was thinking like Owl City or...
No, that was me.
Hey.
T.I.
No need for that.
I had the shuffle stick where it didn't have a screen and you could not pick what song was coming. And I only had like 8 songs on it. So it was just the same 8 songs.
It's like Fisher Price's My First iPod.
Yeah, exactly.
Felix, you still have your iPod?
I think so. I think I had Chaz's old one after he got rid of it.
Oh, okay.
I got the better one,
so you were also listening to Chaz's middle school picks. Nice.
Tucked away somewhere in one of our closets.
Yeah. All right. Again, this is the Todhunter family taking over for Colin Bailey today on WMFO.org. The next song coming up is a pick from Felix. It was sort of a left field pick. I wasn't expecting it, but here comes Hotel California in Spanish from the Gypsy Kings.
Such a lovely place. otros principales hace sus siestas, ataca a la bestia con sus puñales, pero no logra matar. Mi último recuerdo, corriasen de la puerta, debió encontrar el camino por donde había llegado. El acérrico portero, con eso no recibir, puede salir cuando quiere, pero nunca de partir. Bienvenido a California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Bienvenido a California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place, such a lovely place.
think maybe the children just want recognition. I wrote the fairy tale on a midnight drive, wanting to know if I'm more than alive. I torch the fields again and kill an honest man. Now I understand Mother Nature. Watch me running headfirst into the forms. It's like the lights are off, but somebody's home. I'm like that tourniquet round the sun. Turn those seven reds into neon. Take a walk with me down Billionaire's Road, trying to keep our balance over zero. We'll write the fairy tale for the rest of our lives, throwing the trash away one more time. Holding on to love like a stone, tomorrow. Covenant of the heart, Eno's turbulent from the start. But I understand it's not your nature. But you need a friend to take you home.
Right. That was the new single from the band who goes by the letters MGMT. Quick poll here in the studio. How do you pronounce that band's name, Felix?
MGMT.
Callie?
MGMT.
Pete?
MGMT.
Chaz?
MGMT.
No, you guys are all wrong. It's management. Okay, you flunked. Get out of the studio.
I've never heard anybody else ever call it management. That's just not the name.
They were originally called The Management, and they shortened it to MGMT.
Thank you.
But they shortened it to MGMT.
But it's just an abbreviation for management.
Yes, but they shortened it to MGMT.
Now,
Prince actually went by Royalty for a while, though, too.
That was dumb.
You're spicy. The reason you've never heard anybody else say that name that way is because nobody is as cool as I am. So I'm
sure.
In the know.
Yeah, sure.
That was Management.
No.
With their new single, Mother Nature.
question for y'all, and feel free to call in or message on the
board.
No,
don't call in.
But does anyone out there have any recollection of the, what's the name of that song?
Yeah.
That MGMT song.
Time to Pretend.
Time to Pretend. Being played in the background on a Flash game called Cheese Dreams. Somewhere around 2008.
It was on the MiniClips platform.
The MiniClip platform. We all seem to have a distinct memory of said song being played in the background, yet can't find a single video or really any evidence of that being true, except for one, like, Reddit post.
It was also like a weird 8-bit version of the song, though.
It was like an 8-bit reworked version of the song, but it seems someone else out there,
yeah,
at least.
Yeah, someone remembers
it. It's been
that.
Wiped from the internet.
I thought you guys had found it the other night. I thought I heard it playing.
We played the song to try to remember what it sounded like, and then we couldn't find it.
And I think we actually found a way to play the game, but since Flash is no longer supported, it wasn't the original Cheese Dreams.
This is some real niche radio content.
Your childhood memories are slowly being erased one by one.
They are.
Management. People listening are going to go find this management band.
Yeah, I hope they do.
They're going to type in management, and it's not going to come up.
I hope they do. I hope they type in MGMT, which is the abbreviation for management, and they find the song. Before that song, we heard Impossible Weight by Deep Sea Diver with Sharon Van Etten. Is that a relatively recent release?
I think it's 2020, 2021.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at the top of that set, we heard the Gypsy Kings with their Spanish version of Hotel California. That was Felix's pick. Excellent choice. Deep Sea Diver was Callie's choice. Also a good pick.
Thanks.
Coming up next, we have Chaz's pick. A little bit of a left turn here. We're going to listen to some Waylon Jennings. But before we do that, I think there's a PSA that we would like to provide for you today. Take it away, PSA staff.
When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station.
WMFO, we care about bears. And you.
Thank you.
Well done. All right, here's Waylon.
Can't you see what that woman
want to point out this next song is by request, going to Judy. Okay, that was, of course, Jefferson Airplane with White Rabbit, Going Back a Ways, and that song was by request from Winchester, Virginia. And before that, We heard a song that makes me very, very happy. That was Tico Tico, performed by Shumby Taylor, the human horn. And that was also by request, and also strangely from Winchester, Virginia. Go figure it. They have very diverse tastes there in Winchester, Virginia. Before that, we heard Can't You See by Waylon Jennings. A little bit of a, you know, tonal shift there between Waylon and Shumby, but hey. It's Freeform. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. You.
Both masters of their craft.
Both. Absolutely.
I think it's tragic there's never an opportunity for them to collaborate on.
Mm-hmm. Which Waylon song would you pick to have Shumby guest on?
The real question is, what Shumby song would you pick to have Waylon guest on?
I don't see. I get the feeling that if Waylon started playing, Shumby would be just delighted to join in. But if Shumby started playing, I can't see Waylon jumping in on that.
You don't think?
No, I don't think so.
I think that's probably a fair assumption.
I think that's probably right, yeah. All right, so this is WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio in Medford, 91.5 FM, WMFO.org. Todd Hunter takeover of the Soapy Serenades show that usually happens around this time every Tuesday, hosted by Colin Bailey. I hope you'll come back next week and hear Colin. I'm guessing that Colin won't subject you to Shumby Taylor, but I guess you never know. Maybe Colin will listen to this and realize his deep and abiding love of Shumby Taylor's music, and it will be nonstop Shumby Taylor from here on out.
Colin, I'm telling you right now, if you start playing Shumby, I'm not coming back on your radio show. I'll just draw that one.
Well, haters gonna hate. That's all I can say. All right. If Felix has nothing else to add, coming up next is Belle and Sebastian with "The Blues Are Still Blue." This is my pick today.
That's a great song.
All right, here we go.
Mamas and papas, how to be a little cool. He's changing fashion, the way he dress. Attracted to old, and the hoodies wear the moody. For the kid with the will to funk, he dances in secret, he's a part-time punk. Now she's getting off the plane. She wants to write a thesis on the population and the privilege. The kid's fighting off the lifting, just drifting like the switchblade and the crossbar. If there's trouble, she's got the moves. She's taken an elementary class in Kung Fu. A lamp I'm washing in the laundrette. You can put some money on it. You can place a little bet that when I see my washing, the black will be gray and the white will be gray, but the blues are still blue. Now for my mom, if the malady don't go away, we're in a little trouble with the boss of the company. I'm a singer, a swinger, I'm a layabout the glen. I'm the dark and the lazy, some will never quite relegate me to the bum. I left my lady in the laundrette. You can put some money on it. You can place a little bet up when I see my lady. The black will be white and the white will be black, but the blues are still blue. Time because I'm creeping's just my way. But with that little wink, I'll be there. I'll be excited for a week, but then excitement starts to fade. I know you're young, but you're out of touch. Your French, your vocabulary's not quite full. I left my homework in a laundrette. I got a letter from my mama, which my stupid dog has said. I hid behind the fence. Here comes a deputy head with the bark of a bone. he's not making much sense. Still blue.
That was Unknown Mortal Orchestra with their cover of the Grateful Dead classic song Shakedown Street from the tribute album Day of the Dead, which is, of course, all covers of Grateful Dead songs. I think that might be my single favorite tribute album. I think that's the best. Great lineup of contemporary musicians and great choice of songs from the Grateful Dead. Who's laughing? Okay. People are breaking bad here in the studio. I have to apologize on their behalf. Before that, we heard Cheerbleeders with their song Disco. That was Callie's choice. And at the top of that set, we heard Belle and Sebastian with The Blues Are Still Blue. And that was my choice from their album The Life Pursuit. How's it going over there, guys?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
You can't see this because we're on the radio, but Felix is absolutely losing it over here. Behaving very inappropriately.
Go on the record and say that's not true.
Oh, Felix, come on.
Come on, simmer down.
That's great. That's really
Chaz, do you have a PSA that you'd like to read for us?
I could read a PSA.
Knock it out. Chapter one.
If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you've currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it's also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on.
Excellent. Wow, that was a long PSA. Well done. Well done.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
It's important.
It is important, Chaz. You're right.
Truly.
Yes, it's very important. Correct. All right, well, thanks, Chaz. And we're going to keep the music going here. Here comes Life Itself by Glass Animals. Another excellent Felix choice. I'm giving Felix kind of a hard time here in the studio today, but he's making some excellent choices. So kudos to him.
Music choices, not life choices.
No, disastrous life choices. Yeah, I mean, the guy's terrible. A wreck. But he does have good taste in music. All right, WMFO.
Thank you. Flash Gordon, Sonic Quaker. Gonna be a superstar. I can't get a job, so I live with my mom. I take her money, but not quite enough. I make my own fun in grandmama's basement. Said I look mad, she said I look wasted.
Empties, Lord, as soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day. A gal in Pekin, she's a good old gal, okay. Oh, she's sitting there waiting by a window fan on a long hot summer day. For every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
yesterday. Gonna get off down in Auden on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. For Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day. Get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long hot summer day.
That was Turnpike Troubadours with Long Hot Summer Day from their album Diamonds and Gasoline. That's a favorite of mine and Peter's. I think some other family members were rolling their eyes a little bit at that song, but I think it's excellent.
Great album. The album that comes after that, too, from Turnpike Troubadours is also phenomenal. Gin, Smoke, and Lies
yep.
is a great song.
And their latest one, Cat in the Rain, is similarly awesome. Before that, we heard Life Itself by Glass Animals, and that was a Felix pick. Felix is picking the bangers today.
As always.
All right. This is WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and streaming live on WMFO.org. Normally, you'd be listening to Colin Bailey's excellent show, Soapy Serenades, from 2 to 3 on Tuesday afternoons. Colin couldn't make it, so he let the Todd Hunters take over the studio. Probably a big mistake. But hopefully we haven't scared you away and that you'll be back to listen to Colin next week.
Probably a mistake he won't make again.
He's an understanding guy. So for myself, Rick Todd Hunter, Chaz, Peter, Callie, and Felix, thanks for listening and enjoy the rest of your holidays. Yeah? Anybody have anything else to say?
You said it all.
This was fun.
Yeah. Thanks for joining me, guys. It was total fun. All right. We're going to send you off with Flight of the Conchords and Inner City Pressure here on WMFO.
City life, inner city pressure, the concrete world is starting to get you. The city is alive, the city is expanding, living in the city can be demanding. You've pawned everything, everything you own, your toothbrush jar and a camera phone. You don't know where you're going, you cross the street. You don't know why you did your walk back across the street. Standing in the sitting room, totally skint, and your favorite jersey is covered in lint. You want to sit down, but you've sold your chair, so you just stand there. You just stand there. Pressure. Counting coins on the counter of the 7-Eleven, from a quarter past six till a quarter to seven. The manager, Bevan, starts to abuse me. Hey man, I just want some muesli. Neon signs, hidden messages, questions, answers, fetishes. You know you're not in high finance, considering secondhand underpants. Check your mind, how'd it get so bad? What happened to those other underpants you had? Look in your pockets, haven't found a cent yet. Landon's on your balls, have you paid your rent yet?
Inner city pressure. Inner city pressure. Pressure.
prostitute just to pay for your lessons. You're learning the flute. Ladies wouldn't pay you very much for this. Looks like you'll never be a concert flautist.
You don't measure up to the expectation. When you're unemployed, there's no vacation. No one cares, no one sympathizes. You just stay home and play synthesizers.